With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news as the Senate has confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's defense secretary in a dramatic late-night vote, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the 50-50 tie-breaking vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Vice President J.D. Vance casting that tie-breaking vote tonight in a late-night session. Republicans had pushed back questions about Hegseth's qualifications amid allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior. Hegseth himself was working on the phones to shore up the support with senators. The Republican senators are prioritizing the former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Hegseth's confirmation rounds out President Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Hegseth is the right man to lead the Pentagon.
A veteran of the Army National Guard who served tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, Mr. Hegseth will bring a warrior's perspective to the role of Defense Secretary and will provide much-needed fresh air at the Pentagon. Gone will be the days of woke distractions. The Pentagon's focus will be on war fighting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump floating the idea of dismantling the Federal Emergency Management Agency. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
During a trip to survey hurricane damage in North Carolina, the president expressed his unhappiness with FEMA's response to natural disasters.
FEMA has been a very big disappointment. They cost a tremendous amount of money. It's very bureaucratic, and it's very slow.
And he's considering getting rid of the agency.
I think we're going to recommend that FEMA go away.
The president said states should handle their own disasters instead of counting on FEMA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is brewing in Montana. More on that with SRN's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers are considering a bill that would require members of the clergy to report to police any person who confesses to abusing a child. If it passes, the legislation would essentially lift the seal of confession in the Catholic Church, where traditionally anything one admits to in the confessional can never be revealed. The Supreme Court has already recognized a clergy exception in mandatory reporting laws, and legal action could be coming in Montana. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officers enforcing immigration laws will now be able to arrest illegal immigrants at locations such as churches and schools under new policies established by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security says this action empowers the brave men and women in Customs and Border Patrol to enforce our immigration laws and catch such aliens, including murderers and rapists who've legally come to our country. Churches and schools in liberal states are vowing to resist the new order. This is SRN News. A chilly opening day for two giant pandas from China at Washington, D.C.'s National Zoo.
Two giant pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, made their debut to the public at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
It is a great delight to come to the District of Panda.
Chinese Ambassador Xi Feng.
And witness the debut of Bao Li and Qing Bao together with all of you.
One Arlington, Virginia resident, Tanya Griffin, took the day off work to see the pandas.
It's very exciting. My inner child is coming out.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Hamas has announced it would release four female soldiers held hostage for 15 months in Gaza as part of an exchange for dozens of Palestinian prisoners laid out in its ceasefire agreement with Israel. An advocacy group representing the families of hostages confirmed the identities of the captive Israelis to be released a little later on today into Saturday. This is SRN News.